I am a member volunteer of the Historic Preservation Commission, and I enjoy it because I've only lived here 9 years, and I cannot believe the amount of buildings that have been raised for a parking lot. I am a big fan of renovating, rehabilitating older buildings. They can be used for low cost. It's a big project now, is low cost housing can be utilized by renovating older buildings. It would be cost effective. A lot of these developers would get tax incentives, federal government, state government, grants would be able to be afforded to them. We offer grants here in Tacoma, right here in the city, with facade grants. That's why a lot of the buildings on the outside look so nice. It's because what we've done with that, we can get these grants to help these business owners now bring an uplift to their buildings. So, and along Big A Road, I know of many projects that could be done just in shopping centers that are empty. Bigger communities now take these shopping centers and they're using them for apartments. If you go downtown Atlanta, there's no more offices. Nobody's coming back to the office. There are towers there that they're tearing down the walls to the four outside walls and building apartments where there used to be office space, and they're selling just for that reason, because of the downtown. Today, you can live anywhere and work off your computer. So a lot of people like living downtown, and they're finding it, and it's cheaper to live downtown now with these apartments that they're producing. So yes, I would definitely look into some of these buildings that are dilapidated and look unsightly, and that's one of my platforms, as a matter of fact, is the blight in this city. The problem comes is the first thing, you have to own the building. And that's the problem, because a lot of these people, I think, are holding on to it, thinking that Amazon's gonna be moving here. But a lot of these buildings are pricey, and they need to be gotten when they're cheaper. And